Once again, it's our KCPW World Cup update, day 19 of the World Cup. Matt Montgomery is with me from Skype, calling in from where? I already forgot.
I'm actually sitting in a parking lot in the middle of Las Vegas, about ready to leave. So,
the center of the soccer universe, parking lot in Las Vegas. Thanks for joining us, Matt. Well, it was a crazy first weekend of the round of 16. Can you tell us about what happened on Saturday with Brazil and Chile?
Yeah, that Brazil-Chile game, 1-1, going through extra time, went to penalties. And there were, what, four penalties saved in the five rounds taken? Julio Cesar really, coming to life for Brazil. He's got some criticism. He's struggled with to find a club. He's playing at Toronto, not the hottest club on the market. But he showed really that he's a capable goalkeeper, and he powered Brazil through to the round of eight.
And then the next game that day on Saturday was Colombia and Uruguay. No real drama there. Colombia beat Uruguay 2-0. And then on Sunday, there was some more drama. Let's talk about the Netherlands-Mexico game, because late in that game, there was some hijinks.
Yeah, that's a heartbreaker because Arjen Robben, 88 minutes in, 89 minutes in, Mexico tied 1-1. Actually, it was stoppage time. Mexico's tied 1-1, and they're feeling okay. They're ready to go to stoppage time. Arjen Robben goes down easily in the box, wins a penalty, drags his foot across the defender to go down. Some dirty tricks there, certainly. Classic Arjen Robben, I suppose. An amazing player, but he does have those hijinks to him sometimes. And, of course, they put away the ensuing penalty. And we say heartbreaker a lot, and it's the World Cup, so of course we do. But this one for Mexico just has to sting.
The Mexican head coach seemed to suggest that there might be a conspiracy against Mexico. What do you think of that?
Yeah, everyone wants to feel like there's a conspiracy against them when they lose. It's pretty natural, I think. To tell that to the press, on the other hand, is probably just well wide of the mark.
And then yesterday, Costa Rica, Greece, another fantastic game. What happened there?
Yeah, so Costa Rica, again, going into penalties with Greece. It's been a rousing round of extra time and penalties in this World Cup so far. It's been fun to watch, but ultimately stressful. And for the Greeks, just one missed penalty is all it took. Costa Rica went through 5-3 on penalties. And, I mean, good for them, good for our relative neighbors, but that was, again, a really hard-fought match on both sides.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And then today, we had two matches, France and Nigeria. France pretty much dominated that one. Just finishing up a few minutes ago was Germany and Algeria. That was a 0-0 tie going into extra time, and then there were some goals, finally.
Yeah, three goals, and one goal right as stoppage, or as extra time went in. And then two more right at the end. Algeria pulling one back, but just way too late.
So tomorrow we have Argentina and Switzerland. And then, of course, Belgium and the United States. You're going to be watching that at the Galvin Center, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's Real Salt Lake, along with, I believe, the mayor's office is putting on a little event there. Should be a lot of fun, 2 p.m. United States looking to make a berth into the round of eight. It's just really exciting.
And Jozy Altidore will be back, so that's good news for the United States. I really hope it doesn't go into penalty kicks because I might have a heart attack.
Yeah, I will probably have a heart attack if it goes into extra time at all, but this is the big one. And against a team that's looked beatable, even if they've also looked pretty good through this qualifying cycle. So it's just as good a matchup for this round of 16 as we could hope for, but it won't be easy.
Well, Matt, our time is up. We will definitely be talking tomorrow, maybe by phone from the Galvin Center. Depends on how late that game goes. Thanks again, as always, Matt Montgomery from a parking lot in Las Vegas.
Hey, thanks.